Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. Your resting point between quests. Let's join our hosts as we talk about this week's events in Hearthstone Mercenaries.
Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. And I'm actually not going to read the rest of it. I'm just going to say I'm Dragon Rider, joined as usual by my fellow hosts, Cinder and Simba, to have a very interesting, tough show. I don't even know how we want to approach this, but yeah.
Hello. I think this will actually be the least tough show, in a way.
Yeah, maybe. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's really the way I see it is we're wrapping up the season as it were.
Yeah.
That's the way I like to think about it.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to approach it with that mindset of we're going to call it these past few months have been season one, and we're going to close out season one here, and we'll determine when and if there's going to be a season two of Spirit Healer. It's, I think maybe a little time coming now, but there is, I have multiple aspects to it, I think, especially for myself. But, you know, the big thing is that it's just, it doesn't quite feel like the game mode is in a place right now where it feels good to try to be doing this consistent content. And I know between the three of us, we chatted about potentially doing every other week. But, you know, when it boils down to it, I think, especially for myself, like I've been struggling to play the mode. It's been hard to keep up with, and on top of everything else going on, part of it is like, yes, I have kind of added way too many things to my plate, and that's something that I have, like, the reasons why I've done that, I've been learning recently, and I'm trying to actually take steps to fix that so that I can make things manageable. But you know, it's hard to come on here and say, hey, we don't really have things to talk about, or, you know, or the opposite, where it feels like we kind of skip a week because there wasn't anything, or we didn't get a chance to play. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, there's new mercenaries now. Okay, well, let's talk about these. We don't even get a chance to like play the new stuff. And it's just, it does not feel like it's panning out very well right now.
Yeah. You know, and it's not for lack of fun. I want to say that, like, yeah. I've actually been playing more mercenaries lately than I have been, you know, now that I'm settled in with the new job and I moved. Like, I've actually been, you know, I maxed out all my mercs, at least level wise, you know, but, you know, the coin economy is really a pain point for the mode. The more mercs they add, the more difficult it becomes to keep up with the releases, as it were. Like, even if everything's level 30, it's like, well, everybody still has level 1 abilities though, so it's rough. But I mean, it is still fun. This is more of a combination of factors. I mean, for Dawn, it's you've got multiple podcasts, multiple video casts, live streaming. You got a lot, and you got to prioritize your time. And you know, Team 5 has, you know, they played the hand they had, and it's not a strong hand right now. So it's you're going to have to put some cards back in the deck for you to be able to continue playing the hand that you have. And then I know for Simba, it's similar. Man, you've got a lot going on your end, too.
Yeah, for me, I think one of the biggest things was, like, I have been sitting down with myself very often and trying to figure out what the difference is. If there is a difference between being a streamer and a content creator, not that if you stream, you're not making content, but there's a lot of things that I hadn't, you know, dipped into, such as being consistent on TikTok or not just playing Hearthstone on Twitch, but like making video guides or mercenary comp guides or, you know, puzzle guides or like Kriparian's one of my favorite streamers, has been for a long time, and he's always doing the, you know, Battlegrounds comp stuff on YouTube, so you can watch him while he's offline. I was like, okay, well, I need to start doing some other stuff. you know, based on the amount of time that I have, it's like, I don't know that if I'm playing three games, trying to do a YouTube channel and a half and get all this other stuff in order before I eventually have to move in July, that like I have the hours to max everything to make the game mode as fun as it very clearly is and can be if you have all the things. If all your stuff is maxed, you can use it and go out there and have fun, and the runs aren't super like costly if you don't beat the boss. I think this would be a lot easier, but it's really hard for me to look at all my mercenaries and go, all right, it's going to take me however many hours to max one mercenary. And I don't even know if I'm going to, you know, guarantee get that. Like, what if I fail in a couple runs and then I have 27 other mercenaries to max out? It's a lot, which also says positive things about the amount of content that's being, you know, pushed out by Blizzard. They're working very hard, but I mean, I know we all have different jobs, but like I basically do part-time content, part-time working to, you know, keep a roof over my head so that I can do content. And there's simply, as far as I can tell, not really much content I can do besides this for mercenaries. And then when we do this, if I haven't played mercenaries, it's like taking shots in the dark, having you guys listen to us talk about how good it could be. And that, mm-hmm. that feels almost worse to have you guys listen to, you know, an episode for an hour. And the main point was, this could be really good.
Let's speculate on how good it might be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Simba, I am right there with you too. Like, that point you made, wow. I like, it's actually really hitting me. Like, differentiating yourself between just streaming and creating content, like, it's so hard. You can't just stream and just, like, jam games and, you know, like, there needs to be a little bit more thought put into it. And yeah, it's tough. And when you're trying to balance like work and that, or you know, even like I'm trying to do this full time, but it's still a struggle because I, you know, financially, like I'm not there. I'm not making enough to make it worth it. And which is a big reason why it's like I've got to reevaluate what I'm doing. And you know, mm-hmm. unfortunately and ultimately that for me means I got to take a step back from some of the stuff. And I think right now that's the show and probably mercenaries more as a whole. And it kind of just going to be a more kind of casual when I want something chill to do. And I think that's okay. It's something that, you know, it's going to be good in the long run.
Right. Which is why we wanted to frame it as end of season one, because I think there's going to be a time where they finally get this mode grown into what it could be. And we're not speculating anymore. We actually have things to talk about. Like, you're on Doctor 3, and when I was on Coin Concede, you all have this problem, because we had the same problem. We would be struggling to catch up on Hearthstone week to week. Like, we would record an episode, and then, like, 2 days, something would drop. They're like, crap, we need to talk about that. And, like, that's just not happening with mercenaries. There's... Yeah. Not a lot of information coming out of the drip, and a new mercenary infusion once a month, and you know, even with this Lunar New Year's thing, this event, which did not really live up to you know, my expectations, like it turned into it, you know, it's three tasks, and that's it, you know, nothing particularly spectacular, just three tasks tied to new mercs. So it really was just five new mercs, and that's all it was, for me at least. So without like something really substantial to talk about that's coming up, the only thing we could do is talk about what needs to be fixed, and I feel like that happens a lot. So there's only so much of that you can do, and without rehashing the same points over and over again. And I think that's kind of where we're getting stuck, because we're clawing for something new to talk about. And without, like, you know, it's the guys over at the Fighting Pit, you know, they have a good thing going, because they can talk about the PvP meta, which changes on a regular basis. The Dawn's vision for this show was as the generalized podcast. This is just about picking up the news and informing, you know, content consumers on what happened in the mercenaries mode that they may have missed throughout the week, And you know what? That hasn't been a thing for a while. You know, the new mercs is really not enough to keep the show going.
New mercs is actually kind of part of the problem.
just
a little bit. Just it's so funny to say that, because every time they came out, we were like, "This is so cool," because it is so cool. But like, that's all I could keep up with. You know what I mean? That's quite literally all I could keep up with was, you know, what was coming out. I think I brought this up in our little, you know, text thread. I was like, if I was getting paid to do this, like to play the game mode, or was, you know, making enough money streaming or from YouTube or whatever, I don't think it'd be as hard. But when all of your, whether it be your content or your viewers, your community, your money, like whatever it is, when all of that is, you know, coming from stuff that is not mercenaries, and you can't get anything out of the game mode without putting X number of hours that is a too large of a percent of your time throughout the week, then you just like you can't do anything. You're just like drowning, grasping at straws for no reason, when really in reality we could have just done this a little while ago. But like, we love Blizzard and the game mode. It's just there's a lot of time. Like, if no new mercenaries came out and I played it just a little bit every day or every week, you know, by the end of the year I'd probably have everything and I'd be able to just go out and have fun whenever. But you know, I can't keep up if I'm not, you know, putting money into packs, which I'm not currently making from, you know, XYZ or wherever. I can't keep up.
Yeah. And it's hard too when, you know, a lot of other people feel that way. And like, if we're trying to make content as well, and then, you know, people don't want this kind of content because they're not involved, you know, or as invested either. You know, it's such a tough balance looking at it all. And like you both said, it's not for lack of enjoying the game mode. There are some issues, but I love mercs. I really think there is such potential for it, and I want to see it take off. But I think for us personally, it's just right now it's not working.
Yeah, there's like three distinct things that I think would reverse the ship pretty quickly if they were fixed. One is easy. It's the coin economy. If we could both find a way to get more coins in players' collections more quickly or more easily, that would help out a lot. And or get a currency exchange going so that people can convert coins that they're not going to use. Like, you know, I did most of Altrek Valley in the last couple of days, and I repeatedly got multiple Trigor the Lasher coin stacks out of Alterac Valley, which is supposed to be the new stuff where you're supposed to be getting the new coins. And I'm like, I'm not going to use Trigor for anything anytime soon. I could have a 3-for-1, 4-to-1 exchange on coins into something I want to invest in. Would have been great. Would have made me feel like my time wasn't a total waste, you know, playing through that bounty. So getting the game's economy fixed is like a big number one. Number two is kind of part of the same problem, in that there's the game mode feels like the point of the game is the grind, and really the point of the game should be some other endpoint. And I'm drawing back to mainstream Pokemon games. You know, like the various main generation points, most previously being Sword and Shield. They obviously, you can play the game itself and have a great time, do the quest, but you're not going to play the game. Most people aren't going to play the game to completion more than once. So there has to be a reason to keep playing the game after that. And so that's in VGC. It's in the versus mode, and you know, in the VGC singles and doubles that you play online. And the Pokemon Company did a fantastic job of making that portion of the game extremely accessible. You literally, as long as you got to the end of the game, you literally did not have to do any grinding if you did not want to, because they brought in team codes where you put in some the code for a team and you got the team for battles. It didn't transfer into your main game, into your save, but as long as you were playing online battles with other people on the internet, you could use someone else's team for free, no problem. Didn't cost you anything. No in-game currency, no real-world currency, nothing. And they also, and if anybody's ever played older Pokemon games, getting Pokemon up to PvP readiness used to be a very long and arduous task. Sound familiar? You had to grind. You had to max out all these things. Everything had to be perfect. You were breeding eggs and trying to get the perfect match of things. In Sword and Shield, they just said, okay, well, if you've played through this portion of the content, you can just buy this item in the game that does it automatically. And suddenly, PvP became very accessible to anybody who wanted to do it. You know, spend a few hours pursuing those things that you need, and bam, you got it. And if you didn't have something, you could trade for it. Wow, trading mercenaries, how cool would that be? But the point being, the grind was not the point. The grind got you to the point, and then you could sit there and play that indefinitely. People are still playing VGC right now, 2 years after Sword and Shield launched. Like, there are still international challenges going on. Ladder is still hopping over there. Like, our friend Necra, she's been streaming VGC again. So, like, it's very playable still because they made the point of the game the PvP. And I think that's kind of where Mercenaries could have gone, to make the grind, and not an endless thing, but it had a definitive endpoint where you got to sit at the PvP button and be able to play online and have fun. And that's the third thing I think that needs to be fixed, is the PvP itself. If y'all recall, we had this conversation about that they were making an adjustment to the rating system, where they gave people just a little bit more for winning than they did for losing. And I said, gosh, you know, that's, I know how Elo systems work and how similar systems, rating systems work. And if you overbalance, if you overweight wins versus losses, eventually everyone just balloons their rating mutually. And that's exactly what happened. If you look at the ratings boards for Mercenaries, ever since they made that change a couple months ago, at the end of the month, there's 200 people sitting at 14,000 rating at a 200 weight tie. And what's the point of that? Like, what motivation does anybody have to compete if everyone's a winner, right? It's like musical chairs with too many chairs. Well, what's the point if everybody gets a seat? There has to be winners and losers for competitive play. That's just a reality. And without any kind of competitive system to feed into, like, you know, like the Masters Tour, without any kind of, you know, rating system, any kind of rewards to chase at the end of the month, there was no point to the PvP mode, and it just felt like an afterthought. So if they can fix the economy, if they can readjust the grind and make PvP worth something at the end of that grind, I think Mercenaries could be amazing. I really do. But it's not those things right now.
Goddamn. Did you write that out?
Yeah. I thought about it. I thought about it for the last month.
That was fantastic. I don't know another better way to wrap this up and close it down.
I was going to say, everybody give me their thoughts, but you know.
That was all of them. We don't have any more thoughts. We even talked about Pokemon. We don't even talk about that here. Like,
the thing is, you know, it's just that Mercenaries and Pokemon doubles have a lot in common with the way they function, both in, like, how you build teams and how the PvP modes play. Like, they're very similar in a lot of ways. So it's an obvious comparison to make.
Yeah, I mean, I'm too young to have started with, like, Red and Blue, but my first was Fire Red, so, like, I've been doing the casual and the comp for a long time, and it is very similar. Once you got to the actual comp, like, doubles, Pokemon, it's very similar.
Oh, I just want to say thank you for making me feel extremely old.
Yeah.
I'm too young to have played Red or Blue, and I'm like... Yeah, I was a kid when I played Yellow, which was at the same time. Oh, okay, I feel properly elderly now.
Don't worry, I'm staring across from my computer desk at my classic console station, which has multiple Atari 400s, and there's a Coleco cabinet, like a Pong cabinet somewhere. I don't know where it is anymore, but like I played those as a child, so you're not... Don't feel too old. I get the old bear award for the podcast.
We love you though, Simba. I just had to.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna go warm up my bottle right now while you guys close it out.
Put him down. Sounds like he needs a nap. He's getting cranky over there.
Yeah, I talked to you guys at like 4:30 a.m.
Oh my god.
only babies and psychopaths wake up at 4:30 in the morning. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but I think from, you know, just to say my final thought, like, it is bittersweet, I think, to wrap this up. And, you know, like Cinder said, things change, you know, that's why we're kind of calling it a, like, just ending of season one and tentatively looking for something for season two. We'll see how things pan out. But, you know, if things change and, you know, all three of us are like, yeah, let's go. We've figured out other things and we feel like we can kind of provide a proper show and proper value, then at that point I think things can come back.
And if there's not a season two, maybe we do something different, because I don't think any of us are going anywhere in terms of Blizzard and video games. It's just kind of how we exist.
Yeah. And I mean, let me say this too, like, this was not meant to be like a negativity episode, because there are some amazing things that sprung out of this. For one, you know, it dragged me back into content creating. You know, it gave, you know, Dawn something to do new, which, you know, hosting a podcast of your own, creating something brand new from the bottom up was a valuable experience, I think. You know, we discovered and made friends with Simba, who is amazing. You know, and I personally plan, no matter what happens with this, with our podcast, whether we come back in a couple months or whatever, I need to do something else with Simba, because, like, we have a thing, and I enjoy, you know, content with him way too much. I hope you feel the same, but we definitely got to do something after this, because I don't intend on leaving our chemistry by the wayside, because I think we found a nice trio of voices that play off of each other really well.
I'm just gonna have a Twitch channel by May. What? Twitch channel?
What?
Dead silence. And it was like, no, I'm not streaming. Never. Never stream.
I tried. Look, I tried. It didn't work out for me. But I'll come on yours. You know, if that's what it comes down to, or maybe we do a music cast or something, man. I don't know, anything. Like,
that'd be sick.
Dude, like, I know we're gonna spend time, you know, boosting our content and putting each other over once we're wrapping this up. But, like, Simba's been doing a new Music Friday on the Twitch stream. It is so much fun. So much fun. I cannot tell you. It's like my new favorite thing right now.
New Music Friday is my new favorite thing. Because I wasn't gonna do it at first. That's a lie. I was gonna do it, and I wasn't gonna do it because I thought I'd get, like, just, like, copyright struck, like, every single week.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized, like, there's no point in just, like, getting on Spotify and playing it and sitting there, being a stonewall listening to music there. But I was like, no, we're going to go find the newest music videos. Some of them don't have videos. But we'll just do, like, we'll just do reactions for, like, a couple hours every... and it's turned out way better than ever I thought it would be. So much better.
Yeah, I am super glad too that we all connected, because yeah, I completely agree. Like, Simba has been crushing it. I enjoy the hell out of his streams. I'm like, I'm watching your streams and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on in these other games that you play, but man, I have fun hanging out in there and watching you play these other games.
I play too much shit. That's like my favorite thing, is to just be like okay enough to make good jokes at a bunch of games.
But that's how you know it's good. And I do hope that, you know, people that have stuck around, if you've been listening to this show, really do hope
bless
that
you.
Yes, thank you so much for hanging out and listening. We really do appreciate it. You know, I hope that you were able to get something out of the show, that you did enjoy it. Again, you know, we'll potentially look at more in the future, you know, and if that is something that you would like let us know. Let us know as well. And I do hope that you continue to stick with us and chat with us on Twitter or our streams, because it is so cool to connect to people. It really is. So we do hope that you stay in touch with us. Let's go ahead and move into where people can get in touch with us. I mean, if you do feel like reaching out to the show itself, we do still have the Discord. You can jump in there. That is, you can find that on our Twitter, and that is at Spirit Healer Pod. Send us an email, spirithealerpodcast@gmail.com. As for me, you can find me on Twitter at Donnie DK. That's DawnieDK. And Twitch and YouTube, DragonRiderDK. And where can we find you, Cinder?
At Cinder Ascendant on Twitter. Peace for Ukraine. And come catch me in Simba's channel on Friday afternoons.
Why did that sound so evil? What am I doing? I'm not okay. I'm just over here plotting.
Yeah, we'll see. Now people are really interested in going and checking it out. So, Simba, where can we find more from you and these potentially evil, fun, crazy sounding streams?
Yes, there are all of those things. Simba TV underscore SIIMBA, because people put one I and then they are very sad when they do not find anything. Two I's. And add the underscore on everything. YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. Instagram is fire. Twitter. I'm at official Simba on TikTok. I'm probably going to start a second TikTok. Just come find me on any of those, and then you'll find all the rest of the links too.
Yeah, I'm a jump in and run my mouth again for a second. Because if, you know, we've been talking about the video games and the music. Simba also has, like, the stickiest fits of all time. And you have to go to his Instagram and check out his digs. Because, like, the man knows how to dress. It's just, it's too much. One man should not be so talented. It's just not fair to the rest of us.
Oh, I know. Like, I don't know how he does it all. Like, I feel like I do a lot. And even the other day, I was like, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does all this stuff. And he's so good at all the games. I'm mm-hmm. like, I play one thing and I struggle.
Struggle bust my way through my main game, man. Jeez. Yeah. And I dress like a bum.
Simba's over here like, yeah, I got Legend. I'm cruising through. I beat this stuff in this game already. Oh, I played that thing. I did this. Oh, and I'm doing content. Oh, and I work.
Yo. Yeah. What? I got to bring Hades back, man. I got to get a full clear in Hades.
Oh, yeah, Hades.
God. The dumbest part about it, man, it's so weird. I didn't clear Hades because I got bored. I was like, this is too easy, but I don't have enough boons. I'm going to go do something else. Everyone was like, if it's too easy, beat it. And I was like, I haven't done enough runs. I have to go back and get Legend in Hearthstone. And then I did that, and then I forgot to pull Hades back out. So now I have to pull Hades back out because we have to get a clear in Hades. And then we have to do the drunk Cuphead stream because everyone's going to be there for the drunk Cuphead stream.
Damn, that sounds amazing.
And then... I don't know. There's a lot. I'll post a new fit on Instagram tomorrow because I forgot everything else I was going to say. Yeah. Woo.
Yes. Oh. Well, is there anything else either of you want to mention before we end it here?
Keep us in your feeds. We're not necessarily going away. We're just hitting the pause button. We may very well be back sooner or later.
Exactly. And if we're not, we will be. Don't ask what that means.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for checking this out and being part of this journey with us. And thank you for choosing us as your resting place of choice.